listener production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Coming up, calls for cannabis to be legalised in WA, and Jeremy McGovern spends another night in hospital. But first, we're being told the number of people across the nation with COVID is far higher than the published figures. A survey of blood donors has found more than 3.5 million Aussies have had COVID, compared to the official figure of 2.8 million. Health Minister Mark Butler telling Seven this morning just why the numbers could be so off.
We've known for some time with this virus that there are people who will catch it but have no symptoms, so obviously they don't go and get tested, they don't show up in the official data. And as we've got very high levels of vaccination, those numbers have obviously blown out. They're really quite extraordinary.
The cannabis debate is set to light up state parliament. The Legalised Cannabis Party have plans to allow West Aussies to legally possess 50 grams of the drug and grow four plants. The two party members, Brian Walker and Sophia Mamond, will introduce the private members bill into state parliament next year, but the McGowan government has told the West they have no intention of legalising the drug. Alarming figures this morning out of the state's prison system, with nearly half the cells at the Banksia Hill Detention Centre rendered uninhabitable by violent inmates. Parliament told about 100 cells are currently out of action, the McGowan government committing $25 million to overhaul the prison. It's the shortest day of the year today, with a winter solstice upon us. Just 10 hours of daylight expected, the sun rising about 7:17 a.m. and will go down at 5:20 this evening. Road Safety Commissioner Adrian Warner says this is the time of year where we get reduced visibility on our roads and footpaths.
The key message is be seen. You're the vulnerable ones out there. You'll come off second best in any crash with a cyclist, a scooter or a car.
The Transport Workers Union are pointing the finger at Qantas, blaming the outsourcing of workers for the long delays in airports across the country. It comes as new findings show 47% of more than 1,000 ground crew staff sacked in 2020 are still without a job. National Assistant Secretary Nick McCantish says the many are struggling.
When you illegally sack 2,000 of your most loyal workers, many of whom had decades of experience, and then bring in outsourced workers on around about $22 an hour with no experience, it was inevitable. This is all of Qantas' own doing. And nearly half of those workers with decades of experience still don't have another job.
And NATO has warned the war in Ukraine could last for years with no sign Russia backing down. And Sport Eagles defender Jeremy McGovern has spent a third night in hospital with major rib damage. He's having surgery to have a plate inserted. Coach Adam Simpson telling Seven he remains at RPH in good care.
Yeah, he's still there. Obviously significant with the ribs, and he'll get surgery today or tomorrow. We'll get a plate put in there and try and clean it up as best we can, but it's a fair knock. So, yeah, he'll be out for a little while.
The Eagles host Essendon this Friday night with Tim Kelly set to return. Sydney is edging closer to re-signing Lance Franklin. The Swans are reportedly open to offering Buddy a new deal before the end of the season, even if there's a risk he suffers with another long-term injury. Coach John Longmire isn't panicking after the loss to the Power that has them in danger of slipping out of the top eight.
It's just a reflection of the season. It's very competitive. We understand that every team understands that it's a real competitive. Any team on any given day is capable of beating anyone else, just how it lines up.
And Serena Williams is heading back to tennis after a year off. The 23-time Grand Slam winner has entered the doubles draw at England's Eastbourne International.
Listener.